No drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, I hate folding sheets.
That's your underwear.
Well, whatever it is, it's a two-man job. Where's Bart?
Crossroads. If I never have
a folding sheets,
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I headed in here today almost depressed because I had some things that I was going to talk about. I still may talk about them. That had to do with abuse and race. And we may get to them, but everything changed when I walked in here and Peon... Let me explain how this happened. Peon mentioned the other day, we have a file cabinet. That's it. We have a one file cabinet with one, two, three... four drawers. Now, other people here who are on the air have, it's not even an office. It's a, would you say a suite?
Yeah.
Right.
More
yeah.
Like
yeah.
A suite.
Yes.
Desk.
Nice big desk.
Assistants, yeah. Interns.
Oh, yeah.
Special computer equipment, phone extensions at their desk. Company voicemail, that kind of thing.
We don't some,
have,
yeah.
We don't have any of that.
Some people have requested even, that they have their office, you know, when they start here, redone or
and it's been granted,
redecorated,
and those requests have been granted. There have people, there have been people. It's not, we're not kidding. Have come here and go, I don't like the color of these walls, and they repaint the wall. We don't even have an office. We don't have anything here because we're low maintenance. We don't demand or require much, but we have a file cabinet, and Peon cleaned out our file cabinet. And I'm so glad he did. Now, I'm going to do this a few times today because I almost got a cold, but I didn't get a cold. And the reason is I willed myself not to get a cold. Mind over matter. It tried to get me. And I said, go away. Go away, cold germs. Out. And I pressed my own forehead back like an evangelist. I pushed myself backwards.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, out, O demon cold spirit. But I will have to do the cobweb clearing thing every once in a while. Now, back to the file cabinet. Peon went through it and threw out a bunch of old stuff. But in the process, he found a treasure, a hidden treasure of audio stuff we had completely forgotten about. And we're going to lead off the show with an example of that treasure. Now, I don't know how long ago this was because I barely remember it now that he has found it. But at one time, when the station had money and we were allowed to go in and produce things and make copies of things, we offered a special CD. Excuse me, holy cow. Special CD, and it was called Songs You Know by Heart. And it was Dan Strauss on the harmonica. There were 10 cuts, and we have found the master CD. Folks, get ready to enjoy radio like you've never enjoyed it for a long, long time. Because we're going to play you a couple of cuts from this CD, Songs You Know by Heart. Now, the other thing we're going to try to do is we're going to try to burn some and make some copies to give away as prizes, because we know that a lot of times people don't participate in our contest because they don't like the prizes.
Yeah,
I don't need that coffee mug. No, thank you. But when we dangle in front of anybody a CD of songs you know by heart with Dan Strauss on the harmonica, we won't be able to handle the contestants.
No.
Everybody is going to be scrapping and fighting to win. I say we automatically right now add it to our talent contest prize package.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I say.
Not just the harmonica signed by you, but the CD of you on the harmonica. Peon, could we play for the audience just a couple of the cuts?
You want to just pick a number by random here? You want to hear the titles, or how do you want to do this?
Well, let's go with the first cut. What is the first cut?
First cut is Sentimental Journey.
I think we all know Gonna Take a Sentimental. It's an old song. Old people will know it, but you don't have to be old to know it. But you'll have a new appreciation for it, as you will with all these songs, when you hear Dan Strauss. And here now, Sentimental Journey, from the CD Songs You Know by Heart, featuring Dan Strauss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember going in the studio and doing this.
You can take it on out. I don't want to get people. You don't want to give them too much.
Well, yeah, and if you play the whole thing, people when they win it for a prize, they
want to leave them wanting.
They
more.
Won't feel special because
they'll feel like I've already heard that. What's cut two?
Cut two is "Give Me a Kiss."
I don't know. I don't think I know that song. Do you know that song? That's
no, I don't.
Give me your kiss to be.
I'm sure once we hear it,
I think that's it. I think that's the song. Well, let's listen to it now. Give Me a Kiss from Songs You Know by Heart with Dan Strauss. Oh, give me a little kiss, baby, mine. Don't give them too much. Now, on the organ, that was the late, great Liberace.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize, you think he could play the piano. He really knew his way around the organ.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
What's cut three?
Cut three is Kringle's Jingle.
Wow, that's obviously
sure
a Christmas song.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know that song, but we'll learn it together. Here we go. I don't even know it, but I like it.
Let's hear a few obscure things in there.
Why is it called Songs You Know by Heart?
Well.
Okay, and I was mistaken. I've just been handed a note correcting me. That was not Liberace. That was Bernie Hayes on the organ.
Bernie Hayes.
Not to be confused with Ernie Hayes.
Yeah.
That's the best we could do at the time was Bernie Hayes. What's cut four?
Cut four is I Wonder Who She's Kissing Now.
No, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now.
Oh, that's not what this
is. It's misprinted.
It's misprinted. Okay.
I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Here we go. That's the opening. No, who's kissing her now? I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear any more. I'll get addicted to it.
What's the next cut?
Harrigan.
What?
It's called Harrigan.
And this thing is called Songs You Know by Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? H-G-double-O, Harrigan. I think it's an old song. Well, Dan obviously knows it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And that spells Harrigan. Now, in case case you're wondering, a lot of people may be wondering, why such old song? I seem to remember, it's coming back to me now, you did this as sort of a tribute to your Aunt Gus.
Yes.
Aunt Gus, yeah. Who is still alive?
Yes, he's 108.
She's 108 years old.
Yeah.
He has an aunt, thank you, that's enough. He has an aunt named Gus, and why again do they call her Gus?
Augusta is her real name.
Aunt Gus is 108 years old.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember... when she turned about 100.
I think so.
You did this as a tribute, and so you included a lot of old songs.
Yes.
That she, well, that's really thoughtful.
And she danced with her two sons when we had a big 100th birthday party.
And at 100, she danced with her.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's the reason for some of the old. What's the next cut?
Grand Old Flag.
Oh, I think we all
Yankee
know that.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You're a Grand Old Flag.
It's a montage.
Woo!
Yes.
Let's hear a little
of that. Two songs in one.
Let's hear a little bit.
I love the home of the free and the brave. Every heart.
Okay, let's don't overdo it. I'm getting chills. I've got, honestly, goodness, I got chills. I think it's because it's freezing in
yes,
here.
Yes, I know.
It has nothing to do with the music. It is ice cold in here. What's the next? What's the next?
Next one is 12th Street Rag.
Well, I don't know that.
It's like a ragtime.
But I imagine it's much like the Scott Joplin entertainer, you know.
Yeah, I think you'll know it.
Ragtime all kind of sounds the same.
Yeah.
And how many rags were there? Maple Leaf, 12th. There was a whole bunch of rags.
They were into the rags back then.
And they all sounded like the same rag
to
me. So here now, and you, I know a lot of you young people are just getting the biggest kick out of this. You're eating this up, especially the hip-hop and the rap crowd.
Yes.
And you're going to want to get a harmonica. You're going to run out and try. Don't even think you can play like this. It takes years.
Yeah, years of practice.
And thousands of hours. Here now, 12th Street Rag. Now I want to hear a little. How many more are there? I want to hear a little.
Three more.
Three more cuts. What's next?
If You Knew Susie.
Oh, my goodness. If You Knew Susie like I Knew Susie. Oh, what a cow. Yeah, I think even Peon knows that. Here we go. Two more cuts left. We're just giving you just a taste. What's next?
St. Louis Blues.
Hockey fans especially know this. So here we go. Musically inclined, what Dan's doing, it's called improvisational fill.
Yeah.
On that song, he's not playing the melody, if you notice, da-da-da-da-da, and then he comes in.
Like
that's the hardest thing for a musician to do.
That was tough.
Is to step in and do improvisational fill. It's easy to play, anybody can play the melody, but when you make it your own, that's what I like to say.
Yeah.
When you make it your own,
it's
a whole different level of talent. One more.
Last one.
What is that?
Bumpity Bump.
Not familiar with that, but I'm sure Aunt Gus.
You'll recognize it when.
Yes, well, the songs you know by heart, so you'll recognize it.
Okay, let's have it. No, I don't
know.
You know, I feel like I'm on a carousel, like a merry-go-round, or in a roller skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I don't even know. I can't believe we forgot about this.
Oh.
How do you let something like that get lost in a file cabinet?
The phones
are ringing off. You might want to take a few you calls.
Howard Morton, who produced that, is on the phone too. He actually produced it. He's all the way over to the right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man. Every great CD or album, if you look at the label, it'll tell you who the producer is.
Right.
And people don't realize how important the producer is. On the phone, the man who produced Songs You Know by Heart, the great Howard Morton.
Yeah.
Hello,
Frank.
Howard.
Hi,
Howard. Howard, how are you?
Howard. I'm very well. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Howard, this has to bring back tremendous memories for you, because I know how hard you worked.
I heard it while I was in my car, and I had to stop, and I had to call and clarify a couple of things. This was done back before auto-tune, so you have to understand how impeccable he was at his note selection.
Yeah, we're talking perfect pitch, because auto-tune...
Yeah, he had a great counterpoint on some of those things.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
So I just wanted to say it was an honor working with such a musician that was so gifted to be able to put his stamp on those type songs, because they are songs you know by heart.
Well, you got that right. And as a musician yourself, what do you play, bass?
I play guitar.
You play guitar? I like lead guitar.
Yep.
Well, you can appreciate this man's talent. And one of these days, I think we just need to sit like for an hour with Dan and let him talk about the first time he picked up a harmonica and take us to present day. It's got to be a great story.
Yeah, how long was the recording session, Howard? Do you remember?
The recording session, I think recording session spanned over about 13 minutes.
13 minutes. Well, no.
But that's how, what a perfectionist.
That's one take.
When KTRS could pay, you know, producers and stuff like that to do, you know, high dollar work.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You know. Yeah, we only did one take.
What's amazing about that is that it was produced in 13 minutes. The actual CD runs much longer. That's truly incredible.
Well, that was a trick of the trade that some of us old world producers know how to do. Yeah. Bend time.
Well, Howard, I'm so glad we found this. Well done. Well done, Howard.
Well, you need to thank the man in there that blows the harp. He's the one that's hitting all the right notes.
See, Howard, refusing to take any credit.
Yeah.
That's Howard Morton for you. Thank you, Howard. Howard Morton, everybody.
Be well, guys.
You too. And the other thing is, Howard is heir to the Morton Salt fortune. So he didn't even have to. But even back then, he didn't have to do that.
Just for the love of it.
I remember when he volunteered, I said, Howard, you got the whole Morton Salt fortune at your feet waiting for you. Why would you want to do it? He said, how could I not want to be part of something like this? I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Salty.
That's right. That's his family fortune. We'll take a couple of calls. We'll take a break. Glenn is on the phone. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, I went under a power line. Did you say audio fill or filth?
Fill. Well, fill-in.
Well, Peon just made a comment that like two songs in one. So it seemed like almost all those songs were two songs in one.
Well, I think I know what you mean.
Kind of.
Yeah. How old is that tape?
Well, it's a CD that we burned at least 8 or 10 years ago.
I think so, probably.
I just wondered if maybe later on in the program you guys had a little extra time to see if Dan has improved in that time frame.
How do you improve on perfection?
Well, I just wanted to see if it was possible.
Well, with him, it might be. That's a good point. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
We may hit you up for a live,
okay,
like a live performance here later. Let me bring Patty in here. Hello, Patty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Yeah. I'm in the camp.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I would really like to have a copy of that CD for my son for Christmas.
She's got a great idea. What a stocking stuffer.
Is it a CD or a cassette?
No, it's a
CD. It's a CD.
She's trying to let us know how old she thinks we are. No, it's a CD.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would make a tremendous stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
I think so.
And here's the other thing, Patty. People who have kids or even grandkids, if they're planning a roller skating party, and who isn't? What great music to play at the roller rink.
Oh, man.
Perfect. It's perfect.
The disco ball. It's got to be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Patty.
We're going to have to, we'll have to make some copies of it, and then we can put it up. We'll let people know when it's up.
This is like QVC. Look at these phones.
Yeah.
It's like people the phones are all lit up, and I know what they when. How can we get it? When can we get it? We could charge anything we wanted for this, probably.
I'm afraid, yeah.
Let me talk to, let me get Eric on here. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang.
Eric, everybody.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on?
I'm AM in the PM,
thank
by the way.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just turned on the radio, and I heard the most lovely sounds, and it's just beautiful music.
Yes.
And
you won't hear it anywhere else.
Well, it can't possibly be Dan Strauss. Even Dan Strauss can't play that good.
Yeah, that's him.
But is there any way I could get that, like, at Christmas time, I think the previous caller
said that. You know what? We're working on that even as we speak. We're going to get some copies burned
and
see if we can make it available for the holidays.
Now, how would you come about a price for that? Because you could probably charge about anything.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. It'd be easy to get greedy. But these are loyal listeners, and I think we're going to keep it and make it very affordable. I'm thinking $5-6.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me.
All right,
and did you say something about Liberace?
I was misinformed. I was told that he was on the organ. It turned out that it wasn't. That was Bernie Hayes.
So he was on the organ.
Yeah, Liberace, I understand, spent as much time on the organ as he did on the piano.
Well, you know what happened.
People know that.
You know what happened, too? Howard, it turns out, is allergic to tulips, the flowers. And Liberace always has to have tulips.
Tulips on the organ?
On the organ.
That's
when he plays.
I'd heard that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I love your show. I learn something every day.
You sure do. Yeah. This is the learning show. Eric, thank you for the call.
All right, bye. You're welcome. Thank you.
Look at these phones. Look at these phones.
Wow, this is crazy.
I need to take a break, and I'm afraid to take it. I'll take another call. Jim, how are you?
Yeah, is this Open Line Tuesday?
Let me check. Yes, it is.
Oh, that I may have in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
No, well, I know you, all of you are very thick-skinned, so you can take constructive criticism.
No, sure.
But at the beginning of your show, you were talking about, you know, the station paid for the production of all this.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they finally realized it was a total waste of money. And secondly, I think it'd be best. You know, when you were saying about burning the CD, it'd probably be
if we actually burned it.
Do the burning part first and forget about the second.
Well, I think you only speak for yourself, Jim.
I mean,
yeah, you might.
Not everybody has an ear for.
That's right. Maybe
music.
Jim just
I don't want to burn, you know, Patty's.
No, Jim. We appreciate the feedback, but if we get one dissenting vote like yours, we have to go with the masses. We have to go with what the people want. The majority of the people.
Some people dislike the Beatles. So,
yeah, there you go. Some people hated Elvis. Look what he did.
That's true.
You know, that's a good point.
I'll get off and let you do a commercial.
All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Why would he think I have to do a commercial?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because I do.
That's crazy talk.
I'll take one more call, then we'll take a break. We'll come back, take some more calls. Paul, how are you?
How you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'd like to talk about two separate things real quick.
Okay.
The Saturday garage sale, is that totally off the air?
No. It'll be back this Saturday.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That's great.
I've sold things on it, and I've bought things on it. It's a very beneficial show.
All right.
And you have Larry Connors. He's an announcer now, isn't he?
Well, he's not an announcer. He's a show host.
It's a show host. Why don't you give him John Carney's time slot? Because I've listened to Larry Connors, and he's very interesting. And rarely do I listen to John Carney because he's got very boring guests.
John Carney is very full of himself. And he's full of himself?
Whoa. Did I stutter? Yeah, he is.
We don't see that here, do we?
No.
No.
Well, you're not allowed to see it there because you all work for the same people. I'm a listener.
No, it's your feedback that counts.
Yes, it is.
We'll pass that along.
Promise?
Yeah. I don't think we have to. I think they heard it.
Yeah.
No, they didn't hear it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They don't listen.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when John Carney comes in, tell him to trade spots with Larry Connors, and he can have that late time slot that... Because Larry Connors is very interesting. He's a very intelligent man.
All right, we'll throw that idea at him.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul, thank you.
Bye.
I can't
all
agree with that.
All feedback is welcome. It doesn't necessarily... Let me just say that the views expressed by call-in listeners are not necessarily those of the show or KTRS. That's one of those disclaimers you have to... One more call. I said one more, but I meant two more.
We can't end on that one.
No, we can't end on that one. Let's go to Dan. Dan, how... Oh, it's... I'm sorry.
You got Dan there. Hold on.
What did I do wrong? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, Stan.
Yeah, Stan. Okay, but Dan put Dan. Of course, he screws up a lot, so it's Stan. Stan, how are you?
You know, I was feeling really good when the music to your show was coming on, Jimmy Nelson singing there, and I wanted to know what went wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, as a musician, I remember going to a competition where a little boy went because his mama said he could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of reminded me of that situation I remember way back when.
We don't follow. What are you trying to say?
Well, listening as a musician, listening to what I heard this afternoon,
uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, we can tell. Yeah. Thank you.
Listening to what I heard this afternoon was kind of like to a musician what a lady from Kentucky had three cavities in one tooth from Kentucky.
What?
Still having a hard time following.
And the dentist wasn't pleased either.
What instrument do you play, Stan?
I'm a vocalist.
No, okay. I don't think
so. What's the bottom line here? You're doing all these analogies.
What are you trying to say?
I might have to retract my AM and the PM.
Well, that is certainly your right to do that, but the great majority of listeners are going crazy for this this CD. That's
and
the response we're getting.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Stan. Oh, I see. He was teasing.
Oh.
When he said it wasn't good, he was teasing.
Well, he obviously had to be.
We'll take a quick break. We come back. We take some more calls. We come back. We take more calls. And before you know it, next hour, at about the half hour, Colin Jeffrey will be here to talk about entertainment and stuff that is entertaining. American Equity Mortgage is the longest running advertiser this show has. 52 weeks a year for 23 years. How can you thank them for that? It's easy. If you need a mortgage, or if you already have a mortgage with them or somebody else and you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money, you can call them or you can contact them online. That's how you thank them, is give them a chance at your business. And that's all we ever ask, is that you give them a chance. You don't like them, don't do business with them. But they've been with us a long time. And I think the reason they have is that they realize this is a very loyal audience, and these people tend to support the advertisers who support the show. What they do is pretty simple. They help you buy the house you want to buy, because you're probably going to need a mortgage, unless you pay cash for it. The other thing they do is home equity loans. You borrow money using the equity in your house. It's pretty simple, really. And they'll explain to you, because they've been explaining it for 23 years to people. They work fast. And they'll work with you whether you have perfect or less than perfect credit. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
Let's get our first check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. I don't really see many things happening on the main highways around the St. Louis area yet. I do see over in Illinois, though, that north and south, mostly northbound 255, really running slow now, just north of Highway 5570 up to Highway 270 southbound. Just a little bit of slowdown south of Highway 270. Now we're looking a little heavier now on southbound 270, just to, between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, and from the Guyer Road overpass, that right lane ramping onto southbound 270, a little bit heavy there. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that what Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time. Only at Granite Busters. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest seats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold, frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On September 9th, 16th, and the 23rd, SSM Cancer Care is providing free prostate cancer screenings at Dave Sinclair dealerships throughout the St. Louis area. These screenings are only for men ages 50 to 69 who have not been diagnosed or treated previously. Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers in men, and early detection is critical to successful treatment. To register for a screening near you, call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Are you looking for a new or used forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Cool Jerk. I'm trying to remember who did this. Wow. I don't remember who is it.
Capitals.
Capitals. A version you don't hear very often. One of the things that Peon found when he cleaned out the file cabinet was a whole bunch of radio commercials from the 60s. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to say we'll be right back, and we'll play you one. Then I'll come back and do one of mine, and then we'll go back to the phones. We'll be right back right after this.
Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
There's nothing finer than a glass of Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
With the old-fashioned flavor you love. When you are dry, try the drink that's sure to satisfy. That's Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty is a natural whenever you're thirsty, yeah, or whenever there's food around.
Yeah.
At game time, snack time, or as a welcome treat at any time. Cold, delicious Frosty adds a real touch of enjoyment. Or here's another suggestion that's a real treat. Pour Frosty into a tall glass, add a scoop of your favorite ice cream, whoa, stir briskly, then sit back and enjoy the finest float you've ever tasted. Sound good? You bet it is.
You bet.
Lots of folks stock up on Frosty when they shop for food. Why don't you? Look for the Frosty display at your local store or supermarket.
Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
Frosty Root Beer.
Now, when you hear that stuff, what's funny, there was a formula back then, and it was the same formula for almost all the, it was, let's have singers.
Jingle.
Jingle, singer. And
the announcer.
And they kind of sound like the same singers, and then the announcer. That's right. For a cool, whether it's a cigarette or a drink or the movie theater. And it was kind of that same.
Donut. That's what they called it. It was a donut. Yeah.
And it was a type of announcer that they looked for who had that, yes, there's nothing more, you know,
that same guy,
but it was different guys trying to be that same guy. And then at the end, the singers would kind of, da, 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 da. I love them. We have more.
I don't remember Frosty Root Beer.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it ever.
It was a regional thing, not national.
Big name. I don't need singers to talk about Associated Physicians Group. I don't think it would even, I think it would ruin it if they're got some aches and got some pains. it wouldn't work. So here's what we'll do. We'll just talk for a minute about who they are and what they do. Associated Physicians Group has a few clinics around the area, mostly in Illinois. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. So if you're in pain, and the four big areas are knee, neck, back, and shoulder. And if you go, hey, that's what hurts on me. My knee is killing me. My back is killing me. And then there are other things they deal with, too. It can't hurt to take a look at their website. That's the first step. You need to go to their website, look at who they are and what they do. And on that website, they're going to have all the seminars they have. And they have a few every year, and they fill up. Fill up meaning 30, 40, 50 people. That's all they want. They don't want a lot of people. They want people to be able to ask questions. And their seminars are seminars about the alternative to knee replacement program. That's what they offer at the clinic in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's. They want to restore mobility and eliminate or alleviate your pain. That's what they're trying to do. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor. If the idea of avoiding surgery and of avoiding maybe a lifetime of painkillers and medication, if that appeals to you, go to this website. It's apgpain.com. Think of all pain gone, APG. apgpain.com. Everything you need to know is at that website. So good luck, and I hope they can help you get rid of your pain. Dan has on the screen, this is Katrine. I'm guessing it's Catherine. Is that right, Catherine?
It's Catherine.
Catherine, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help?
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
I was just calling to say that I loved the music, and I was just inquiring about concert dates.
Oh.
Yeah.
The songs you know by heart tour.
You know what? This has been 8 years ago, and we tried to put together a tour, and there wasn't enough time, but we could try and put together a tour.
I know we talked to Powell Hall, and they shut us out. And
I was going to play with the orchestra.
Well, we found out later there was a little jealousy.
Right.
You know how that is.
So yeah, the first harmonica chair, he was not happy about it.
Not happy about it at all. But that's a great idea, and maybe Dan could go on tour with another, maybe part of a two-act bill that's not just him. Maybe he could open, you know, for somebody.
Well, what about you? You're not going to be part of it?
I don't go on tour, no. I don't have an act.
You know what? This year, the Dave Matthews Band, they actually opened for themselves. Different, like
They don't need to do that anymore.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds got up and they did an acoustic show, and then Carter Buford had his band and they did some stuff, and then Stefan, their bass player, he did some things. Tinsley,
you could take some of the workload off if you just did a song or two.
Yeah,
I think she's got a great idea.
I'm sure Dave would be up for that.
Catherine, I think you got a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be your manager.
We'll keep you posted. She'll be the manager. Okay, thank you. There's an offer for management, tour management.
I'd love to hear that conversation between Tim and Dave when Tim brings that up.
I think that'd be...
Yeah, hey, Dave, I got a buddy in St. Louis. He wants to play the... here, listen to his CD and tell me if you want him to open for
And
me.
I've met Dave. I've been around him a couple of times.
Name dropper.
Yeah, he knows.
Braggart. Name dropper. It says this is Jer. Is that right, Jer?
Yes, it is.
Jer, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I got to tell you, Dan brought me to tears.
That's what music does to
tears me. Of joy?
Well, let's just say
tears.
To tears.
Just leave it at tears.
Leave it at tears.
Yeah.
And also, I am in the AM, in the PM.
Well, that's close enough. That's close enough.
Frank, I got to say, you are, without a doubt, the best program on the air.
What?
Yes, sir.
Right now?
I didn't hear you. We cut out for a second. What'd you say?
I said you are, without a doubt, the best program on the air.
Oh, stop it. Stop it now. Well, thank you. That's very nice.
And I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is there any way you could have Jose on more than once?
Let me check. Hang on.
Is there any way? You're looking at the schedule there?
ATRS guidelines. No?
Oh.
I just checked the guidelines. We can't do it.
That's disappointing.
Hey, maybe it could change. Who knows? Down the road.
I also have another question for you.
Okay.
Is there any chance that you could have dear old Paul on longer than 2 hours or more than once a week?
Let me check.
Paul Warner, he's talking about,
the yard sale. No?
Oh.
Afraid not.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
Can you bring back Paul Harvey, please?
I don't think anybody could do that. Only God could do that.
Well, in that case, I got to tell you, without a doubt, you are the best on the air.
Now, when you're saying now that Paul Harvey's out of the competition, because nobody could come close to Paul Harvey. I love Paul Harvey.
You're absolutely right.
And we need more Paul Harveys. Unfortunately, we don't have them. We have all these people, these syndicated people and these national broadcasters who all they want to do is make people mad. And they want to argue and talk about depressing things and politics. And Paul Harvey didn't do that.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And I got to say that you do make my day.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you're on the air.
Well, I am too. Thank you, Jer. That's nice.
And I wish you'd come back on Fridays.
Well, let me check and see if I can do that.
It's in the manual. In the manual, too?
No, not yet. I can't do that yet, but thank you.
Okay. And one more.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I wish you'd bring back, all of a sudden, her name is escaping me.
Mm. Bernice?
Bernice.
Oh,
can't do that either. She's with Paul Harvey.
Yeah. Paul, I got to tell you, Frank, you're disappointing me today. I didn't think you would disappoint me like this.
I can't bring people back from the dead. I wish I could.
Well,
those would be two people I'd bring back.
I tell you what, you do perform some miracles. I do say that.
Wow, thank you. All right, Jer, appreciate it.
And I got to tell you, without a doubt, you brought me to tears today with that music.
Well, that's what music. Music's a powerful thing, Jer.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
It's universal.
Dan, you touch people.
It's the universal language.
There's a song written by Bill Gaither called "He Touched Me." It's about God, Jesus. But I would say those words, "He touched me," are what many people are saying about the music they just heard from you.
Yeah.
I think it deserves another round of applause. Songs you know by heart.
He's trying to touch my wiener.
No, not that. Oh, no, I didn't do that. No. That would have been Liberace.
No, he wouldn't do that. He's not like that. I don't think he's like that.
No, no.
I think we'd know by now.
No.
Do I have time for one more call or no?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Let's do some business. We'll take a break. We'll do the news. You know how it goes. When we come back, we'll have lots of time for you before Colin gets in here. I was in First Community Credit Union today. I know a lot of you think he's lying. There's no way that he was in there again today. He was just in there like, you know, twice last week. They have cameras. If you ever want to challenge me on this and you want to put up some dough, I'll take you up on it. You go, $1,000 says you weren't in there today. I'll go, you're on. And we'll go have them pull the surveillance video, and you'll see that at about 2 o'clock today, I walked in, I cashed a check because I need to pay a guy tonight. Sounds like a drug deal, but it's not. And I turned away from the popcorn because for the 100th time, I'm trying to lose weight. I do this. I've done it for 25 years. I'll lose 10 pounds. And you folks know how this goes. You go, woohoo, you know, I belt notch.
Celebration.
I'll celebrate, and I'll eat a couple of quarter pounders, and the next thing you know, you do it again, and then you're back. So once again, I'm trying to lose weight because I have a doctor's appointment in 4 weeks, and I know he's going to yell at me. So I have 4 weeks. So I didn't have the popcorn, but I want you to have it. I want you to have my popcorn and your popcorn when you go into First Community Credit Union. They do have fresh popcorn at all the branches. They have 40 branches now. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It's where I do all my banking. I'd like for you to consider moving your banking business there, too. That's all. Just consider it. Think about it. Look into it. Stop in. Ask some questions or go to this website. Oh, and they are the sponsor of the yard sale that the guy just mentioned. Exclusive sponsor. Be back again this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we do have an incident. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's stopping traffic on southbound 270 midway between Marshall Road and Highway 44. That has a backup going to Manchester. And then eastbound 270 getting heavy now between Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays, 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Missouri.